So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon, whether an Eved Kanani becomes free through Kesef, if the master is paid the Eved's worth. The Gemara continues with other ways in which an Eved Kanani is considered free. Rebbe says, Eved shenaseh bas chayrin bifnei rabba yotze l'chayrus. If an Eved Kanani marries a bas Yisrael in his master's presence, he's considered free. As the Gemara explains, kisharabba hisiyo isha, only if his master actually arranged the marriage, because as Rashi explains, ilab deshacharare lo have a shavak leleminsev bas chayrin. This indicates that the master previously set the Eved free, as he would not assist him in the transgression of marrying a bas Yisrael. However, if the master only witnessed the marriage, the Eved is not free because there is no indication that the master set him free. Similarly, Eved sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabba yotze l'chayrus, an Eved who dons tefillin in his master's presence is considered free, as the Gemara explains, kisharabba hiniach le'tefillin, only if his master actually helped him put on the tefillin, because as Rashi explains, ein derech Eved l'niach tefillin, an Eved does not generally wear tefillin, since he is not obligated in mitzvahs that are time-sensitive. Therefore, this indicates that the master previously set the Eved free, as it would not put tefillin on him if he was an Eved. However, if the master only saw the Eved putting on tefillin, the Eved is not free. And certainly, if HaKosev Shtar Erusin L'Shev Chasai, a master gives his maidservant a Shtar Kedushin and states, His Kachi Boy, you shall be married to me through the Shtar, she's considered free, because this indicates that the master previously set the Shivcha free, as he would not transgress marrying a Shivcha, and therefore the Kedushin is effective. However, if he gives her a shtar kedushin and states tiibay v'hiskachi bay, this shtar shall serve as your shichur and as your kedushin to me. Remei ayim mekudeshes, v'chacham ayim einim mekudeshes. Remei holds the kedushin is effective, while the chacham holds the kedushin is not effective. In this case, he certainly did not previously set her free, as he stated that she only becomes free now through this shtar. And the machlekes is merely if this shtar serve as a shichur. Remeir holds, Yesh b'loshn hazeh loshn shechrer. She becomes free because the statement of Kedushin, Hariat mikudeshesli, does include a shechrer, as the Kedushin can be effective only if she becomes free, and therefore mikudeshes. While the Chacham hold, Ein b'loshn hazeh loshn shechrer. She does not become free because the actual statement of Kedushin does not include a shechrer, and therefore Ein mikudeshes. As discussed in the previous daf, there are two parts to a Yisrael's ownership of an Eved Kanani. Kinyan Mammon, he is the Yisrael's property. Kinyan Isser, an Eved Kanani has a unique status in that he is mechuyev b'mitzvahs ki'isha, obligated in the mitzvahs that apply to women. However, he may marry a shivcha, but cannot marry a bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman. Therefore, Amar Meimar Hamafker Avdoi, Oisei Eved Ein Litakana. If a person declares his Eved ownless, the Eved can never marry a bas Yisrael, because Gufei Lo Kanilei, Isuru Hu De'ikigabei. The Hefker removes only the Kinyan Mammon, but not the Kinyan Isser, and Isura Le Motzi Maknile. A Get Shechur can only free an Eved if he has both features of Avdus. However, it cannot remove the Kinyan Isser alone. Therefore, he cannot marry a Bas Yisrael because he still has a Kinyan Isser. And although Rabbi Yechanan did say that in this case, Yatzel Lecheris B'Tzarech Get Shechur, Amayman disagrees and holds Tzarech Ve'in Litakana. The Eved requires a Get Shechur, but it cannot free him because he does not have a Kinyan Mammon anymore. The Gemara mentions a second version of Amemar. Hamafkir avdei v'meis, oiso eved in l'takana. If a person declares his eved ownless and then dies, the eved cannot marry a bas Yisrael because gufei loy kanilei, isuruhu de'ikigabei. The Hefker removes only the Kinyan Mammon, but not the Kinyan Isser. And visur lebrei loy moiris, as Rashi explains, she'en yirusha ele bedava shish bei Mammon. Inheritance is a monetary concept. Therefore, the Yerushim can only inherit the Eved if the deceased had the Kinyan Mammon, but they cannot inherit the Kinyan Isser alone. Therefore, the heirs cannot give him a Shtar Shechur, and they cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. According to this version, Amemar agrees that if the Yisrael did not die, he can free the Eved with a Get Shechur, because a Get Shechur can remove the Kinyan Isser alone. The Gemara mentions, however, Ki Asr Avdimi Amr B'Yechanan, Misha Amar Bishas Misasai, Polainis Shivchasi, Al Yishtabdubola Achar Moisi. Rabbi Yechanan says, if a person who is dying states that my inheritor should not make my maidservant work, Kaifin es a Yerushim Kaisim lo get Shechur, Bezdin compels the Yerushim to free the Shivcha. As Rashi explains, the master's statement of Al Yishtabdu removes the Kinyan Mammon. And even so, the Yerushim can write a get shichur to remove the kinyan ester as well. Rabbi Yochanan clearly disagrees with that Maimer and holds that the Yerushim do inherit an Eved that only has a kinyan ester. While a Maimer holds that Rav Dimi erred, and Rabbi Yochanan actually stated something else. Mishalma b'shas misasli. If a person who is dying states, my maidservant satisfied me, therefore you should satisfy her as well. Besen compels the Yershim to satisfy her and set her free, because the Yershim do acquire the Shivcha since the deceased did not actually remove the Kinyan Mammon. And mitzvah l'kayim divrames, there's an obligation to fulfill the request of a deceased person. The Gemara cites a braisa. Ha'omer asisi plainly avdi ben chayrin, asui ben chayrin, harei ben chayrin. If a person writes into a shtar, I previously freed my eved, or he shall become free, or he is now free, and handed this shtar to the eved, harei ben chayrin, the eved becomes free through the shtar. And as Rabbi Yochanan explains, kulam b'shtar. Only if he wrote this into a shtar, however, if he only expressed this verbally, the eved does not become free, and the master can retract the statement. However, a senu ben chayrin, Rebbe Eimer kana, v'chacham Eimer loy kana. If he wrote, I intend to set him free, Rebbe holds that the Eved also becomes free, because as Rashi explains, mashma b'shichru zeh, his statement implies that this shtar shall now free the Eved, while the chacham hold, he does not become free through the shtar, because hav havtoch l'achras man. His statement is merely a promise to free the Eved later. Similarly, ho'eimen esati sod l'plainis l'plaini, nusuni l'plaini, harehi shaloi. If a person writes into a shtar, I gave my field to so-and-so, or the field shall be given to him, or the field belongs to him, and he gave him the shtar, harei shaloi, the person acquires the field through the shtar. However, etnenu l'plaini, remeir emekana, v'chacham emloikana. If he writes only, I intend to give him the field, remeir holds he acquires the field because mashma b'shtar zeh, while the chacham holds he does not acquire the field because havtacha la'achar zman. The Gemara cites another braisa. Ha'omer asisi plaini avdi ben chayrin, v'hu omer lo yasani. The master states, I previously set my eved free, while the eved contradicts him, the eved does become free because chashin Hashem ezichle al de'achar. It is possible that someone else accepted the shtar shichur for the eved, and he was unaware of this, and this is effective because of zachan la'adam shalei b'fanav. Similarly, regarding a sada, ha'omer nesati sada plainis l'plaini. V'omer lo nosan li. Person states, I give so-and-so my field. And that person contradicts him. The field belongs to Pliny because cheshin Hashem ezich le'al de'achar. However, kisavti v'nesati lo'i. V'omer lo'i kasav le'vo lo'i nasan li. Regarding both an Eved and a Sada, if the owner states, I gave a shtar to the Eved or to Pliny, and they contradicted him, then the Eved is not free, nor does the field belong to Pliny, because I do'is baldin kimei edim dami. Their admitting is considered as an edus, and therefore the owner may reclaim the Eved and the field.